This is Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Las Vegas, here's Matt Perrault.
All right, we're going to pause the NFL draft conversation and talk about, well, the other thing happening in the sports book last night. I told you about the roars that happened at the CD Technology sports book at the Palms while we were doing the draft show. Folks were going bonkers for what happened last night with the Golden Knights. They put a touchdown up on the San Jose Sharks. We go to the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline from SB Nation. Danny Webster covering the Knights, Knights on Ice. Danny, Matt Perrault, how are you? Good to hear from you.
Doing good, Matt. Thanks for having me. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for coming on. First time grabbing you, so I appreciate you coming on here. And so 5-0, the start for the Vegas Golden Knights. I don't need to tell you how exciting this is for this franchise here, but from a story perspective, are you surprised this story isn't bigger? Because I really am, that this story right now with the Knights isn't bigger than it is across the country.
You know what? I think it just totally depends on if you think hockey isn't getting as much play, you know, across the nation. You know what I mean? And I think if anybody looks at this and doesn't think it's, you know, the biggest story in sports, I honestly have no idea what people think right now is the biggest story in sports. We obviously know what's going to happen in the NBA playoffs. We obviously know who's going to meet up in the finals. It's only a matter of time. We obviously know what's going on in the NFL draft. And, you know, last night was crazy, but it's not going to sustain for the next, you know, couple months. Right now, what's going on here in Vegas is probably the biggest story in sports. And if it's not getting as much traction as it should be, then I'd be shocked.
You know, Danny, last night watching the three goals be shot, it would be scored on three shots and then four goals for six shots for Vegas. Totally different situation, clearly, than what happened on the first home game after the Route 1 shooting. But that reminded me of the opening night game where it was just goal, 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 and the game was over really 10 minutes into the game. What did last night remind you of anything?
You know, that was definitely a conversation that I had with a few people. But it definitely did have that vibe. You know, you could tell from the energy from the moment that the pregame ceremony started and just everything was clicking on all cylinders for Vegas. You got 8 days off, 9 days off, however long it was. And for them to come out and swing as hard as they did and put up those four goals in, what was it, 9-10 minutes, you know, it was definitely something to behold. And you didn't feel any... And I think the home opener is probably a great way to put it. There hasn't been that kind of a stretch all season except for that. And you could tell just the way the crowd was into it, the way that the Golden Knights were just clicking on all cylinders. The Sharks looked lost last night. So it definitely did have that feel for the home opener last night, that's for sure.
You mentioned clicking, and you tweeted this last night, Danny, that you asked Marc-Andre Fleury, the goaltender for the Knights, what's clicking for you right now? And his answer was fingers. Isn't that a great quote for where this team is mentally? That they've got a guy who, this isn't that big of a deal. He's got three cups. He's like, we've played five games, so what? It seems like he's the perfect leader for this group.
Absolutely. And I actually wrote this, I wrote a piece on it a few days ago. Just, I feel like Fleury is a man on a mission. And, you know, you can look back ever since he won the Stanley Cup in 2009, his first cup. You know, he really hasn't tasted the success of postseason glory for the better part of 8 years. He had a great run last year when Matt Murray went down, and he made it all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals, and he gives up four or five goals in Game 3, and he's never seen it again. So when you got a collection of guys that have, you know, biggest chip on their shoulder, Marc-Andre Fleury is probably the guy that has the most to prove, even though he told me himself that he doesn't think he has anything to prove. And why would you? You've won three Stanley Cups. There's really nothing more you can prove. But just given the fact that everything that happened last year in Pittsburgh and to come to a brand new team, a bunch of cast-offs, basically, and to be essentially playing the best hockey of his career and to now come into the Stanley Cup playoffs, three shutouts in five games, goals against average, I think, is creeping at least 0.5 at this point. So, I mean, he probably won't say he has anything to prove, but there's something in the back of his mind that says, yeah, I probably got one good run left in me, if anything, and he's definitely going to try and prove a lot of people wrong, and he's doing a great job of it so far.
I believe his name is Pryor, David Pryor, the goaltending coach for the Golden Knights, who took not just Marc-Andre Fleury and made him better, but, you know, Legacy coming up from the minors, Subban being a guy who was cast off from Boston. I mean, do they have a hockey guru on Gerard Gallant's staff? Because this guy's been amazing. I mean, the goalies have been amazing this year for the Knights.
You know, whenever you ask Gerard Gallant about the goalies, he will always defer to Dave Pryor. He is basically a wizard when it comes to goalies. And, you know, when the decision was made for Vegas to trade Calvin Pickard, who they got in the expansion draft from Colorado, at first it was kind of a shocker, because when they got Subban off waivers before the season started, it was like, okay, Vegas is going to carry three goalies? This is going to be a little weird. And then they decided to trade Pickard after maybe 2 days after George McPhee said that Malcolm Subban was not NHL ready. And they threw Subban into the fire right away after Fleury goes down with that concussion, and he essentially plays some amazing hockey that was totally unexpected. And then he goes down, Oscar Dansk comes in, and he wins three starts, and then he goes down with an injury, and then Legacy comes in, and it was just an entire revolving door of goalies. And what Dave Pryor has done, I don't know exactly what he's doing, but there is something that he is doing that is not only working for the young goalies to kind of bridge the gap for the eventual future of this franchise, but somehow, some way, he's getting the best of Marc-Andre Fleury at the right time. So I don't know exactly what he's doing, but it's working.
Denny Webster covering the Golden Knights for KnightsOnIce.com, SB Nation's great site on the Vegas Golden Knights, here joining us on Pushing the Odds. When you look at the series against San Jose and what has happened in the playoffs, where the Bruins pounded the Maple Leafs in Game 2, the Penguins pounded the Flyers in Game 1, but the Flyers and the Leafs came back and really, in the Leafs' case, forced a Game 7 against Boston. How much of a concern is there for a young hockey team that scores 7 goals in the first game that they've got a bunch of hockey games left with these Sharks and this series is not over?
You know, when it comes to this team, nothing really surprises me anymore. So if Vegas went ahead and won 3 of the next 4 and ended the series in 5, because I truly do believe that this team is much better than San Jose, they've proven they're the best team in the Pacific Division all year. You know, the Kings series, for as close as it was, as far as, you know, 1-0, 2-1, 3-2, whatever the case it was, Vegas really outplayed L.A. from an offensive standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And when you consider the Kings being the cream of the crop of the Pacific Division for so long, to see Vegas take them out as, you know, relatively quick as they did, it shows that Vegas has been the best team in this division all year long. And I don't know, I definitely don't think Vegas is going to put up 7-0 games for the rest of this series. I think San Jose is definitely a more talented team that, well, a lot of people will give them credit for. Now they got to worry about if Evander Kane is going to be suspended for Game 2, and if he's not playing in Game 2, then that's going to be a huge loss for San Jose, and Vegas could very well go into San Jose up 2-0. So I think Vegas right now is just leaps and bounds better than any team in the Pacific Division. I fully expect them to coast to the Western Conference Finals, and whenever they get there, whether they play Winnipeg or Nashville, whatever happens there, that's where I say all bets are off. I have no idea what's going to happen there, but at least for right now, Vegas is destined to be one of the top 4 teams playing for a Stanley Cup in the next couple weeks.
Danny, you got about 30 seconds left. I was with a bunch of guys last night, and they were daydreaming what a cup celebration down the Vegas Strip would look like. Do you do it during the day or during the night? Just the fact that we're actually having that conversation, how crazy is that?
It's insane. And you know what? The more I keep thinking about it, the more it almost seems impossible. Just seeing a giant float going down Las Vegas Boulevard right past New York, and just a whole bunch of weird stuff that can come out of it.
It would be 110 degrees, and the Stanley Cup will be hoisted up in Vegas. I don't know what to make of it if it happens, but we're a ways away from that happening. But, Danny, great stuff. Thanks for the time. We'll talk again soon, all right?
That sounds good. Thanks, Matt.
Danny Webster on Twitter, at DannyWebster21. He is the manager of SB Nation's KnightsOnIce.com. Joining us on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. I'm serious. We had that conversation last night. Patrick Everson, Jason Symbol, and myself. If the Cup were to be won in Vegas, when do you do, where do you do the parade? Down the strip at night with the Cup glistening with all of those lights all around it. Huh. Back to the NFL draft next, SB Nation Radio.